Joining us in the studio now, Synchronicity, Chris Mackey, our psychologist. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hi. How are you, Chris?
Now,
good. Last time we caught up, we were talking about how numbers can play an important role or reoccurring things.
Yes, we can come across them again and again. It seems uncanny.
Yeah, it does. So I'd sort of mentioned that I didn't think that there was any number in my life. And then it occurred to me that probably the number three was fairly relevant. And I thought, oh, yeah, I've lived in a couple of houses that are number three. So then I really looked at it and I realised that I have lived in more than a couple of houses at a number three.
Right.
I've lived at number three May Street, number 30, there was a 34, there was a 31, there was another three, then there was a 33,
Kept
and now
coming
I've just
up.
Moved into number three.
Great.
And funnily enough, I was mentioning this to my daughter and she said to me, I thought you did it deliberately. And I said, what? And she said, well, I just thought that was you. You just liked houses that a number, and I said, are you serious? Would you actually think that? And she said, well, you are a little bit odd. So then I couldn't argue with that.
Probably not the first time you and your daughter have had that conversation, but anyway.
Anyway, so then I sort of investigated it a little bit more and I went to a website to find out like what about numerology.
Right.
So I thought I'll suss it out and see, because I was born on the 13th, so there's another three.
Yes.
I did my numerology and I come out as a number three.
Interesting.
So is that just completely weird?
Well, what I thought was very interesting is I saw that you posted something about that and I looked up what number three meant, and it mentioned a number of different work roles that people could have, and I think one of the first five or six was radio broadcaster.
I know, how bizarre is that?
Interesting, but curious, isn't it?
Well, that's just
Daryl, see?
I have no idea. I cannot say anything. What can you say about that?
Well, one thing I like about that is when we get these things that recur and just seems it's too much more than chance, it comes up again and again and again, I take that as a tick from the universe that we're on the right track.
Oh, okay. So this is saying that I'm on the right track.
I think that's often how people feel it is, and I think that's what it means. If something like that comes up again and again, it's sort of a bit affirming.
Should I get a Tats Lotto ticket or something?
Well, I don't know if it works that way.
With all the three numbers. But is it subconsciously that we're drawn to that? If Roxy's a number three, is she drawn to the number three? Does that make like a house
weird, all these
that
houses.
Is 33
and
is more attractive?
Lived in threes,
where in some ways that could be possible. I hear too many stories that are just really amazingly remarkable, where I think it's more than just chance, and that's where I'm interested in whether any listeners out there might have any stories that seem to them that it just seems at times it might be more than just chance,
because
that's when I think we'd call it synchronicity.
Oh, I love it.
It is kind of weird. And I just thought then while you were saying that the last two houses I've lived in have both had a six in there, but I can't remember the house before that, so let's not go
have
there.
Have a think about
but,
it. Maybe you'll
know,
be
one
a
of
six.
Those, but who knows? If you've got a story about numbers or a number that keeps reoccurring to you that, well, you just can't explain, give us a call. 52-299-939. Okay, it's synchronicity. Chris Mackey's in the studio. And we've got Linda from Moorlap on the line. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Hi, Linda.
Okay, Linda, tell us about your connection to synchronicity.
Well, it's my father's, actually. My father was born in 1933. He died when he was 77. He was an old dairy farmer. His dairy number, which was given to him, was 777. And his famous trailer number plate was 773.
Oh, so the sevens.
And when he passed away, he was actually buried in the third row at the cemetery.
Gosh. Right, so there seem to be a few echoes there, aren't there? So this is obviously something you've been curious about for a while. Linda, do you have any sort of thoughts or reflections on what that means to you?
No, it was just always put down that it was always Dad's numbers, sevens and threes.
Right.
Gee. Yeah, see, it's look, and I suppose that's, was he ever lucky with those numbers? I wonder what they meant for him.
I don't know. He just went about life. That was just his numbers. That's what we all thought.
There you go.
Did he ever say seven was his lucky number, or he didn't look at it the same way everybody else did?
No, he did. He everything, if he saw something that was a 7 and a 3, yeah, he might pick it over something else for sure.
Okay.
Now yeah. This is how I think it sometimes works. Like, for some people, they might make a decision or whatever, and then they come across the number, say, 7, again and again around the time they make that decision. Some people think, hey, wait a minute, that's a bit of a tick from the universe that I'm on the right track. And I actually think that can be helpful and useful. I think okay. that relates to our intuition.
All right.
Well, thanks for that, Linda. That's
thank you, Linda.
It is a good situation, because when you think about it, half of it is presented to us by the universe, and the other half is us going, well, I keep seeing that number, and I'm making a decision. That number's showing me the way. So
yeah,
this is
a bit of guidance. Troy's on the line. Hi, Troy from Bacchus Marsh.
Hi.
What's your story?
Well, mine's to do a little bit with numbers and Tats Lotto.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I had, many years ago, my mum's a pensioner, and she'd look after my kids when they were young, every school holidays. And unbeknownst to me, one weekend, she actually had a single car accident and couldn't afford to fix a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been putting numbers on for years and never got nothing, so I thought, I'll use my wedding date and my wife and my first date numbers, put the ticket on, got second division that Saturday. Unknown that Saturday my mum had the car accident.
Yeah.
Mm. Went around there the following day to tell her, and her car was missing. And subsequently, I want enough money to fix her car fully and give her a bit of spending money and help a friend of mine in New Zealand as well.
Oh, how beautiful.
Well, it was a feeling that the planets aligned there for you, and it had a really positive impact at that time. No doubt it helped your mum a lot.
Yeah, I just had this feeling, if I put those numbers on a System 9, I'd win something, but I wasn't expecting that. And as I said, it turned out perfectly that I could help her straight away and help out a few friends and pay a few credit cards and everything else. So.
That's wonderful.
And look, one thing I really like about that situation is you mentioned you had a feeling. One of the things I'm on about is encouraging people at times to follow your intuition. If you have a strong inkling in a particular way, it might be hard to explain it in rational terms or whatever. But if you have a strong inkling, you really feel like backing yourself a certain way, explore it. Be prepared to, you know, like see how it goes. And I think that helps us access what I call our deep intuition. But it was certainly a very good ending to your story. Mm. Great to hear how that went.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
thanks,
and what
Troy.
You're saying there about what you're saying about the following your intuition.
Yeah.
I had the same feeling 6 years earlier.
Right.
With my birthday numbers to put that ticket on, and I was like somebody telling me, you will win first division.
Right.
And of course, I decided to save my money.
Yeah.
And of course, I missed out on $3.2
million. Oh, no!
Well, there's a little story about following your intuition, isn't it?
Yeah,
sometimes it's worth
that,
following
ever
it.
Since, ever since, I've always listened to that inner voice, and if it says do this or go there, I'll do it.
And that's great to hear. It's great to hear you don't seem too bitter and twisted about it all, too. So I think that's impressive as well.
Just hold the line, Troy. We'll get those numbers off you shortly.
Thanks for calling,
thanks,
Troy.
Thanks, Troy. Oh, look, thanks so much, Chris, again. Just it's such a joy chatting to you. And as you can see, these little synchronicity things are happening to people all around
curious,
the place.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.